Buenos dias, lightworkers. I'm currently sitting on the beach. I really hope this isn't too loud, but I figured I'm staying on the beach. This is the sound I fall asleep to every night, and I really wanted to share it with you guys. So greetings from Playa Punta Uva in Costa Rica. It is 7 a.m. I am the only one on this gorgeous Caribbean beach. There's a little bit of sun poking out to my right, but to my left, it's fairly overcast and cloudy and rainy. Such is life here in the rainforest, right? This week on the podcast, I just want to talk about my trip here in Costa Rica, some revelations I've had. I know, I told you guys I was going to do a Dear Diary type of episode where I recorded a recap of my day at the end of each day. I started that, but this beautiful country is still kind of third world when it comes to technology and Wi-Fi and even electricity sometimes. So the rains would knock out electricity and power, and Wi-Fi is just very, very spotty. Come and go. And by the end of each day, I was utterly exhausted and had no energy to pour into this podcast. So I didn't. I recorded a few. Maybe I'll release them. I don't know. But I think I'm just going to summarize them all in this episode. Wow, my time here. I leave Wednesday. It's Monday. I leave on 12/12. And there's a sign for you right there. I knew this trip was going to change my life somehow because I turned 30 here on a new moon and ended Mercury retrograde. I mean, that's a cosmic kiss, right? But also, I was leaving on 12/12, which is a very powerful portal day. So when I booked this trip, I knew something was going to happen and change, and it definitely did. This trip started out kind of rough. I was worried about going to a foreign country where I knew no one and didn't know the way of life, how to rent a car. I mean, I'm an avid traveler in the United States, but down here in Central America, I am a newbie. I know nothing. And FYI, I'm getting attacked by bugs, but I'm going to stick this out because I think the sounds are beautiful. Have you guys ever heard of no-see-ums? They are a fly or a mosquito called a no-see-um. They're very popular in the Florida Keys for my United States listeners. They are little tiny, tiny bugs, but when they bite you, it hurts like hell, and they leave little red welts. I learned while taking a tour of a cacao chocolate farm here in Costa Rica that no-see-ums are the only known pollinator of chocolate. So without them, we would not have chocolate. So now I'm just like, go ahead, bite me all you want. So anyways, this trip started off kind of rough. Let's just say I had to face a lot of inner demons. I had to get to know myself and why I behave the way I do and why others behave the way they do towards me. And it ended up being really, really amazing to conquer those fears. And you know, like when bad things happen to me, my initial reaction all of my life is run, leave the situation and ignore it and pretend like it never happened and carry on with life, which sometimes this is what you need to do. But a lot of times you grow and you evolve when you say, no, I'm not leaving this situation. I'm going to turn around and face it head on and deal with it. I feel like the waves and the sound of them are just confirming, like applause in a show. When the wave crashes, it's usually always after I say something big. Oh, this is fun. But that is the story of my Costa Rica trip, is I wanted to run and I wanted to go home early, but I didn't. I chose to stay. And that was both a part of myself saying, no, you're going to break this pattern. You are not going into your 30s with a pattern like this. But also the beautiful, beautiful people here that I've met, the locals. There's the applause. The locals saying, don't leave. You don't come to Costa Rica and experience negative things. Costa Rica is pura vida, pure life. It means you remain humble and happy through life's inevitable ups and downs. So I thought, okay, I'm going to stay. I stayed. I stuck it out. I had the best birthday of my life. Yes, thank you, Ocean. I had the best birthday of my life. It involved chocolate tours, eating pizza by the ocean, way more champagne than I care to drink, and laughter, good people. It was perfect. And I'm so, so glad I stayed. So, gosh, the people I have met through synchronicity. I made a new, beautiful, wonderful friend named Andrea. She owns Faith Glamping. Yes, I stayed at her Airbnb, we'll call it. She owns a beautiful spot in the jungle, oceanfront. And if you guys follow me on Instagram, at Lightworkers Lounge, or my personal Instagram, at Stephanie's_destiny, you may have seen me post a photo of me swinging on a swing set with the word faith on it. That's her property. She actually made that swing because they had a really bad storm over the summer. It lasted an entire month. Not exactly a hurricane, but pretty close. And it washed up all this wood and trees. And she decided, instead of just tossing all of that debris, to make a swing set out of it and spell out the words faith. And there was another one that said love, but it was really hard to take a photo of it because it was in the jungle, so you couldn't tell it said love. But it's there. And that's what she did. And she has the epitome of taking lemons and making lemonade. She has a beautiful, beautiful property. Again, Google this. Look her up on Instagram. Faith Glamping. Like glamour camping. Glamping. She owns 4 or 5 white dome tents that you camp out of. In the jungle, under the stars. And they're not just tents that she threw up. There is so much behind them. It blows my mind. The shape of them fosters positive energy. Because did you know we're not actually supposed to live in square or cube-shaped homes? The energy that inevitably comes within our homes, negative and positive, has nowhere to escape. It just kind of keeps going and going. You know what I mean? And in a circle, it swirls like the Fibonacci sequence, or it just swirls in and out, comes and goes. So that is the shape of the dome to sleep in. She plants crystals underneath of each dome so that positive energy is literally radiating up from the quartz underneath of you while you sleep. But by the way, each dome comes fully equipped with an air conditioner, a bed, chairs, like, they're nice. It is definitely glamour camping because it is not roughing it at all. And you get your own private bathroom with a shower and a bath. Like, it's perfect. She started these because she is from Costa Rica, grew up in Spain, and she used to live, or no, she used to work for Mary Kay Cosmetics. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of that. And one time she was in Houston, Texas. Oh, no, she was in Dallas for training. And she grew up fascinated. Oh, this is a big wave. Oh, she grew up fascinated with NASA and space and astronauts. And Costa Rica, I guess, had a very popular astronaut from their country. And she was in love with this person and would always write to NASA trying to reach them. Just, she has an obsession with it. So when she was in Texas for training, she thought, I am way too close to NASA to not go visit. So she went back and forth in her mind, like, I'm here for something else. It's a very long bus ride from Dallas to Houston. You know, like our ego does, comes up with all the excuses of why we shouldn't do something. Finally, she just listened to her heart and got on a bus and went to NASA. She went there and she saw a model of the white domes that they plant on Mars. So I guess people can work there or live there. I don't know. But the white domes that they plant on Mars, and she just had a huge aha. That's what I meant to do in this life. Applause from the ocean. She had her aha moment, and that's what I'm supposed to do. And as soon as she saw these domes, she said, I am meant to start a campground where people can experience these amazing white domes and feel the positive energy that comes with them of being in the jungle, sleeping under a dome in the rain, planting the quartz underneath of it. She's even had shamans from indigenous tribes around Central America come to her property to bless it. I mean, it is stunning. It's amazing. You can feel the energy, too. I was magnetically drawn to this place just driving by it and seeing the sign. I just thought, I need to go there someday because I actually didn't have plans to go there on this trip. It was a last minute, I had to go camp there. So it's funny. It was a really rough day. The day I showed up at her place and said, I need a place to stay, please. And she could tell that my soul was just drained. So she looked at me and pointed on the sign on the dome. And it said, if you came here, if you found yourself here, it's because your soul needed a rest. And I just thought, how perfect is that? And the applause from the ocean. But I love her. She is my new Costa Rican best friend. I went back and took a yoga class on the beach with her. And it was so amazing. I've never took a yoga class on the beach. Like, listen to this. Imagine hearing that while laying in Shavasana. So another person that sticks out in my mind is, I wrote about this on my personal Instagram, at Stephanie's underscore destiny. There's this cafe called Gypsy, and it's Gypsy spelt with S-E-A, like the ocean, the sea. A free spirit of the sea is, I think, what they call it. Gypsy. Super cute cafe. It looks exactly like something I dream of creating. If you guys have followed along for a while, you know I want to open an acai bowl cafe called Divine Banana. And so this cafe is exactly what I want it to look like, to a T. That's another thing about this Costa Rican trip that I just had an epiphany of as I'm speaking, is it has shown me visions of everything I've ever wanted. Like, when I meditate, I dream of owning... I should post a photo of my wish list. When I try and manifest something, I grab my notebook, especially during a full moon, and I write down exactly what my dream house looks like, smells like, the colors, the bed, the pillows, the walls, the animals, the everything. And I do the same for my dream cafe. And God, I'm just having epiphanies that everything has led me to where I am right now in my life. It's crazy. Like, I want to open a cafe, and I studied hospitality in Las Vegas. That's what I wanted my four-year degree to be in, but I ended up just getting a business leadership degree. But I always wanted to work in hospitality, and now I still want to open a cafe. It's just crazy. So, Gypsy Cafe here in Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica. Looks exactly like Divine Banana in my mind. Exactly. The colors, the style, the feel, the music she even played, the playlist. I mean, I walked in one day for an acai bowl, and she was playing this awesome reggae pop hits playlist, and that is what I envisioned in my mind for Divine Banana whenever I'd meditate on trying to manifest it into my life. And I just was like, Anna, you have to give me this playlist. And she did. It's just, incredible. But it gets even better. So one day her and I sat and had brunch together, and it turns out that not only do we have the same cafe dreams, but she was with someone for 10 years, married for 5. I was with my ex-husband for 10 years, married for 5. Her ex-husband was an Aquarius, as was mine. She's a Gemini. I'm a Sagittarius. Those are sister signs. They sit opposite of each other in the zodiac. And her husband are still best ex-husband, are still friends to this day, just like me and my ex-husband. Her soul knew that she had other things to experience and other things to accomplish. And you know what's interesting is after she got a divorce, she came here to Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica for vacation and met her now husband. This was only a few 6 months, maybe, I think she said, after her separation from her ex-husband. She came here. She went out to the bar with her friends. And when she walked in, her now husband looked at her and said, "That's my wife." I love those stories when people just look at you and say, "That's my wife." So he's a Leo. Super fun. They sat and had drinks for the whole night, and he made her laugh more than anyone has ever made her laugh before. And she kept telling him, like, "I just got out of a marriage. I really don't want to date or start a new relationship." But she said he was so persistent, and not in an annoying way, in a way of he would look at her and say, "But Anna, it's me. It's me. As in, I'm your soulmate, and we've had many lives together before. It's me." I just thought that was so beautiful. I have goosebumps just sharing it. Such a good story. Oh. So now they're together. And you know what's funny? Is she had dreams of opening Gypsy for so long. And as soon as she met this man, they were vacationing here again. And they were riding bikes down the main road and drove by where Gypsy is now located. And a woman was out front and just looked at them and said, "Do you guys want to purchase this property? I don't have any use for it anymore. Would you like it? You can start a cafe here. You can live here, whatever you want." And they just looked at each other like, "You really want to do this? Because we can do this right now." And they looked at each other and said, "Let's do it." So within a year of being with her soulmate, she opened her dream cafe, lives in the Caribbean like she always wanted to, and she's living her dream life. Follow their Instagram at Gypsy Cafe. She shares the story of how the cafe was divinely planned and how following your heart, even when it hurts, will always lead you to your dreams. And my applause from the ocean. So that was an amazing story. So the epiphany I just had while sitting on this log staring at the ocean with you is that Costa Rica, this trip has shown me, it has kicked up my manifestation powers a notch, and I've got to live in the beautiful white cottage by the sea that I've dreamt of. I mean, I've been posting photos of this cottage I'm staying at on my personal Instagram, at Stephanie's_destiny. I'm living my destiny right now. Thank you, ocean. But I've been posting photos of it, and it's exactly what I've dreamt of and what I will have one day. Exactly. Exactly, exactly. And like coming home with bags of groceries and putting them down in that is exactly what I've done in meditations. And then seeing Gypsy Cafe, it was white and yellow, the exact colors that I wanted Divine Banana to be. With a hint of aqua. Aqua green blue. That's my favorite color. Caribbean ocean blue. Exactly. And the music and the decor, and they have a cat that roams around freely. It's exactly what I wanted. And then, you know, throughout this entire trip, I've missed my pug, Jeffrey, my baby. I had my birthday on December 6th. He had his on December 8th. We're two twin fire signs. But I've missed him, and I just thought I would feel so much better if I had another pug for him to play with, so that when I left him at home or I left him with his grandma, he had another friend to play with. And my dream since 8 years ago has been to have a fawn and a black pug. I just love the combination. Pugs are the funniest, sweetest, can never be sat around them dogs. So I do want another pug. But I want a black one. They're very hard to find. They're rarely ever in shelters. If you buy from a breeder, they're expensive and they're still super hard to find. But that's what I want, and that's what I'm trying to manifest. So yesterday, I'm walking along the beach, and what do you think I see? A black pug puppy running around. And Costa Rica has, you know, Costa Rican dogs. They're bigger. They look like mixed breeds. Some of them are pit bulls. There's no pugs around here. There's none. And what is on the beach but a black pug running right up to me? And I got to cuddle her, hold her, and just feel what it was like to hold a black pug on the beach. And it was like, oh my God, this is an omen. This is such an omen. So this trip has shown me, basically, that everything I want already exists. It's out there, just waiting for me to align myself with it and show up. That's it. Wow. I'm giving myself goosebumps. So everything you have dreamt of, even if you think it's so wild and will never happen, go on trips, explore, show yourself that it exists, and watch how quick it manifests into your life. I have here in my notes to share experiences over things. It's the holiday season. I haven't felt like it because here in Costa Rica, everything is so laid back, so chill. It really is pura vida, pure life, just chill. Everything is fine. Everything is kind of like thrown together, but you're sheltered from the rain. You have fans to cool you off when it's hot. And there's not a lot of materialistic people. There's no fancy cars. There's no one walking around in fancy heels and $500 dresses. Everyone's just living pura vida. And that's what I love. I always tell my loved ones for my birthday or Christmas, don't buy me things. I have everything and more that I could ever need. I want experiences like this right here. This trip to Costa Rica was my birthday gift from friends and family. And it's beyond, I mean, I will never, ever, ever forget this for the rest of my life. Ever. And that is so powerful to me. What better gift than to etch a memory on someone's heart? You know, like if someone bought me a dress or a pair of shoes or... See, I don't go shopping, so I legit don't know what people buy. I don't know. Decorations for your house? I don't know. But if someone were to buy me that, it would feel nice in the moment. But eventually, I would get over that dress and I would end up in the donation bin at Goodwill, you know? And I'd forget about it and never remember it. But experiences over things forever. Buy someone a plane ticket. Buy someone a fancy dinner. Buy someone a bus ticket. Buy someone an Airbnb gift certificate to go on a weekend trip if you can't go international. Experiences over things, always. That is what will enrich your soul. You know, it's funny. I want to switch gears here for a minute because I think it's important to bring up. Before coming down here to Central America, I have people in my life that are very much fear-based. And they will tell me, don't go anywhere alone, don't go out at night, wear lots of bug spray because the Zika virus will get you and will kill you. What else have I heard? Wear boots everywhere you go because there's poisonous frogs and snakes and things that will bite you and eat you. Don't pet the dogs because they're probably covered in fucking swine flu. I don't know. Don't drink the water. You'll get diarrhea and get really sick. I mean, I've heard everything. And I know those of you listening probably are like, yeah, it's all true, right? And in a sense, it is true. Zika virus from mosquitoes does exist down here. But do you know how many pregnant women who live here and grow perfectly? I have seen the healthiest, most beautiful babies here I've ever seen in my life. The most beautiful, pure skin, bright eyes, long eyelashes, and they're just so, so, so healthy. I've drank the water every single day, and I've actually had way better digestion than I've had back in New Hampshire, where I'm always so stressed and fear-based. I am covered in mosquito bites, and I'm happy to report that I'm just fine. They don't even really itch that bad. And I'm also very happy to report that stray dogs live in my house I'm living in right now, and I think they're cleaner than a lot of humans. Everything is fine. And I've been walking barefoot everywhere. Yes, in the jungle and in the rainforest and earthing, baby. It feels so good. I've been sleeping like a baby because when you earth, when you walk barefoot on the ground, you are absorbing negative ions from the earth. this is helping you regulate. What's that cycle called when you go to sleep with the sun, wake up with the sun? Circadian rhythm. This helps regulate your circadian rhythm when you earth and walk barefoot. So that's all I've been doing. And I've been drinking fresh coconuts from the tree that, yes, they're covered in bugs. So you just shoo them away and wipe them away. And I've had no issues. My skin was breaking out so bad in New Hampshire. And I think it's because I was just so stressed. I eat very healthy up there. But it's not where I meant to be. It's a very fear-based. There's no sun. I looked terrible. I get down here, and within 3 days, my skin is perfect. My eyes are bright. I'm going to bed at a decent time. I'm waking up at 5 a.m. and ready to start my day, full of energy all day. It's fantastic. But I brought that up because I just want to point out to you guys that, oh, and halfway through my trip here, a lot of you, which thank you, I love you, have sent me articles from CNN or Fox News or wherever you get it, saying with the headline, American girl gets chopped up and murdered and buried in Costa Rica. A lot of you sent that to me and said, please be careful, please watch out. And, you know, I really, really appreciate your concern. It's a very real thing. But I want to tell you, there are way more crimes like that and murders in Chicago, Illinois. And the little state of Illinois is way more dangerous probably than the entire country of Costa Rica. New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Los Angeles. Those are places I would never want to be caught dead walking alone in. Costa Rica, yes, I know I shouldn't be walking alone. I pressed something on my phone. But I feel so safe here. And when I needed help, the people here helped me and took me in. And it's just such an amazing place and totally different than what the news in America fed me to believe. Totally different. The opposite. I feel safer here than I do in a lot of places in America. So I just wanted to bring that up to share with you guys. Don't believe the news in America. They're fear-mongering. They want you to click and read their article and be afraid to leave your country to have these experiences. Because when you start to move from a consumerism mindset to just wanting to experience things and connect with people from all over the world, a lot of people up top are going to lose a lot of money and they are going to lose a lot of their control over you, and they don't like that. Remember that. You know, it's funny. In one of the articles, I was like, I'm actually going to read this full article. I can't remember the last time I read a full news article, but I did. And you guys, they have got us so brainwashed. In the article, it says, Costa Ricans have been targeting American citizens as of late. Okay, just stop and reread that. Costa Ricans have been targeting American citizens as of late. First of all, before someone attacks you, are they saying, let me see your passport, I need to see where you're from to make sure you're from America so I can attack you? How do they know? Okay, first, Costa Ricans have no idea who is from America and who is from Europe. The entire time I have been here, 10 out of 10 times, people think I'm from Europe. They ask me, oh, where in Europe are you from? No one has thought I'm from the United States. So how do these people know that you're from America and then attack you accordingly? They have no clue. So that's just a huge red flag in that news article that I say is bullshit, because people don't know and point you out and say you're a U.S. citizen. So what is it, because you're white? Well, then you could be from Europe. You could be from anywhere. It's just... Yes, I know terrible things happen, but they're rare and they're not as common as the news will make you to believe. So ignore all of that. Ignore all of it. I will say, if I was pregnant, I probably wouldn't come down here because of Zika, just because bugs love me and I will sit next to someone and they will not get a single bite. I will look like I have chickenpox, but... Like, I know a lot of people who won't even go to South Florida or Key West when they're pregnant because they think Zika's going to get them. It's like, no. Actually, the bugs here are not that bad at
all.
The only bugs that are an issue are fleas from the stray dogs and no-see-ums on the beach, which are on every beach all over the fucking world. Our Airbnb is on a swamp. You'd think that it would be Mosquito City. And it's not, because there's also, it's the rainforest and everything. It's not polluted or gross or endangered. And there's so many bats that eat all the mosquitoes that they don't even have a chance to get to you, for a bat eats them. And then when you're asleep at night, you can use a mosquito net, which we don't even use. I haven't even had use for it. If you just leave a ceiling fan on, the mosquitoes cannot get to you from that air, which you need to be left on anyway because it's hot. So it's not even an issue. I actually didn't have a single mosquito bite until one night I drank too much champagne and forgot to turn on my ceiling fan. And I did. And I left my windows open. Huge rookie move. I did. I woke up to a few bites on my arm. But other than that, have you ever been to South Carolina? I mean, when I lived on the coast of South Carolina, I was constantly, even just bringing the trash out, covered in mosquito bites. Even in New Hampshire. In the summer, I'll get them way worse than down here. So that was funny. Anyway. I still have a couple days left in Costa Rica, and I'm going to sign off here and go enjoy them. I do want you to know that I recorded my very first guided meditation in the jungle, in the rain. And it's just across the street from these waves, so if you listen carefully, you can hear them. It's beautiful. It's a meditation where I combined every meditative class I've ever taken, every yoga class I've ever taken. I combined some techniques from my spiritual therapy sessions that I currently attend. It's a very, very powerful manifestation guided meditation. I teach you a secret breath work that I learned in holistic health school that physically calms your vagus nerve. So within three of these breath motions, you will be calm no matter what your situation. It's a great way to come down from a panic attack. This meditation just has a rainbow over it. It's so beautiful because I combined everything I've ever learned up until now into one, like, it's probably 5-10 minutes. It's not that long. So you can do it whenever you want. That will be for sale very soon, once it's edited and finalized and ready. But it's beautiful. It has the energy of Costa Rica poured into it. Everything I've ever learned throughout schooling, therapy, classes. It's amazing. I'm going to follow it myself. It's so good. I hope you guys like it. Okay. I am sending you love from Costa Rica. I love you guys so much. I will be back to posting and answering questions, answering comments as soon as I get to the United States and have really good Wi-Fi. And I will talk to you then. I'll see you guys next week.